from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Jill Croce. Topping our report this hour, Governor Murphy is unveiling a new AI tool for state employees. It's called NJ AI Assisted, and it's said to offer a sandbox environment for state department and agency staffers to use AI responsibly. They will also be offered a training course to help ensure that any use of AI is safe, secure, and respects residents' privacy rights. The governor believes this initiative has potential to build a better New Jersey. New Jersey news made possible by Navage. Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you. Point Pleasant Beach has a 10 p.m. curfew for minors, and now the borough is getting serious about it. The police department is warning visitors we're cracking down on violations, and it's the parents who will have to pay.
Targeting an ongoing issue of unaccompanied juveniles in town, police say they're enforcing rules that prohibit minors from being out unsupervised for no reason past 10 p.m. If they're taken in and it's determined their parents knowingly allowed them to roam, a $2,000 fine can be handed down. The mayor of Point Pleasant Beach says by ensuring youth are home at a reasonable hour, the borough can protect them from potential harm and foster a healthier community atmosphere. Dean Alflamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Many New Jerseyans are likely to hit the water this holiday, but with easy access to rivers, lakes, and the ocean comes more potential swimming risk, like drowning. American Red Cross New Jersey Region says a drowning swimmer can be hard to detect.
Drowning can happen very quickly, and it's silent. And unless rescued, it could take as little as 20 to 60 seconds for a drowning person to submerge.
When it comes to the restricted waters, Concanning says don't take the chance and that they should never be on your swimming list. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to nj1015.com and click on demand. Can we expect rain on the 4th? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather, clouds and sunshine through the rest of this afternoon. Highs will be in the mid to upper 80s. It'll be in the upper 70s at the shore. Partly to mostly cloudy, a warmer night tonight. Lows in the mid to upper 60s. Very warm and turning more humid tomorrow on the 4th. We'll have clouds and sunshine. Some spots will see a shower or thunderstorm during the afternoon and evening. High temperatures will be in the upper 80s to low 90s. Warm and sticky later tomorrow night. Partly to mostly cloudy. Can't rule out a shower. Lows will be in the low to mid 70s. And then for Friday, variably cloudy, very warm and humid, with a spotty thunderstorm, high close to 90. And we could have a heavy thunderstorm in spots by Saturday afternoon. Certainly a better chance for a thunderstorm into Saturday with more clouds, highs close to 90 again. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
Somerville 84, Asbury Park 78, Woodbury 84. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes. Weather made possible by Appliance Master. For over 40 years, Appliance Master has been New Jersey's go-to service for appliance repair. All major appliances, common or high-end brands, they've got you covered. Schedule an appointment online and receive a free service call coupon. Go to appliancemaster.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.